January 14th, 2012. Bob Sprankle here. Just reading Mac Rumors today. One of the headlines is Tim Cook's email to Apple staff regarding supplier responsibility report. The letter goes on to talk about making how they're making sure that they're constantly checking the factories overseas in China, etc., I guess, and making sure that they're getting the best employment possible, living conditions, that there's no underage workers, and helping them enroll in classes and learn English and things like that. So it's always a good sign. Juxtaposing that, and I have not listened to the whole thing because I've got to get a hold of the podcast, but This American Life had a report on Mr. Daisy in the Apple factory, and I heard parts of it, and just talking about the workers at the corporation Foxconn, which I guess Apple uses for some of their work, and how terrible it was. And I guess there's a Act One and Act Two, and I've got to listen to Act Two because they sent in some people to do some research. But the whole thing that I'm reflecting upon is you start to think about, you know, products in a different way when you start hearing these stories. And, you know, I look at my iPad and my iPhone a little bit differently. And Mike Daisy really talks about how being the fanboy that he is and can't wait for it to come, what that looks like on the other side of the world. So very interesting. And, you know, I definitely got to open my eyes more and look more at this. And I'll probably reflect once I listen to the podcast. Going to try to listen to that this weekend if I get some time. And certainly my students are very interested in this. And as they discover things on their own or from some of the things that we've seen with TED Talks, and it's, you know, the depressing thing is no matter where you look, you're going to find some piece of something that you don't agree with, either philosophy or how things are being produced or whatnot. And you know, one conclusion I think that they were getting to in This American Life is it's not that you stop buying, it's that you just keep pressuring these companies to do the right thing. So just very eye-opening. You know, we kind of just use our devices and not think about where they come from. Gosh, this goes to food, it goes to, you know, clothing, it goes to everything. And, you know, I'm going to spend some time thinking about this.